All right, Jim Taylor back on the WMJ Sports Line on this Saturday morning. We talk about high school sports, a lot of it. We talk about the family ties and how big it is. And I know at Rock Ridge, it's a great family connection over there. And we're so privileged this morning to have Coach Toby Whiteman with us and his dad, Dave Whiteman, and Gentry Whiteman, All-Stater. We'll talk to him a bit later as well. And I guess that's how we'll begin our conversation this morning. Coach Toby Whiteman is... you've had such great success athletically coaching, but I think it means a little bit more when you have somebody to share it with. And I know we couldn't have Marianne Whiteman on this morning, your mom, and Tracy, your wife, and by the way, Dave and Toby, you guys married up. You did good in that regard. But family's a big part of it. And like I said, I can't imagine a Rock Ridge game that you coach where Dave and Marianne Whiteman wouldn't be there. So we'll start that way. You're a lucky man.
Yeah, I'm extremely lucky. I mean, it's growing up, and I think me and you had this conversation about 3 or 4 years ago, growing up in our household, mom and dad always, they just created opportunities for me and my brother, and, they never really pushed us. They just created those opportunities and just allowed us to, if we latched onto it and ran with it, they were always there and supported us in everything we did. And when I moved to Rock Ridge and, became the head basketball coach, I don't think there's hardly a game that, I don't know if there's a game that they missed or not, but, they've always been supportive of everything I've did. And that means the world to me.
Well, and I know Coach Whiteman that watching you coach, there's great agony in watching you coach from you, but I think there's even more agony sometimes when I'm broadcasting and I catch my eye and I see Dave Whiteman behind the bench. And Dave Whiteman, I know you were involved in coaching and in watching Toby play, but I guess how much more enjoyable is it from like a fan standpoint compared to when maybe you had a coach-son relationship back in the day?
Well, I don't know. I've talked to you in the past where I was mainly interested in football myself. And in the 80s, as my Kirk and Toby growing up, I would call camps and say, I'll work your basketball camp for nothing, let my kids go free. And I was a seventh grade coach and a varsity assistant football coach. And coaching both sons was, they were totally different personalities. They were both quarterbacks. I'd had him in seventh grade basketball, and that's basically fundamentals. And if you ever watch me coach basketball, I have a lot of Toby in me, or Toby's got a lot of me, where I'm just, I get like upset, and things go too fast for my brain. Football calm me down because of the 30 seconds. But now watching a grandson is like totally different. I mean, I'm blessed to, number one, be alive at this age to watch my oldest grandson play. And never dreamed the success that they'd have. Toby took the job, I think he's going into his seventh year, and cost me a little on gas mileage, but we make sure we get up there. And then his brother has four kids down in Lincoln the other way, and Gentry's got a cousin, Cameron, that's playing for Lincoln Junior Varsity, Neil Alexander, and that's like a high school of 800, so we're going to be putting on quite a few miles, depending on what Gentry picks for college.
Now I can ask you the trivia question then about Neil Alexander then, right?
Okay.
He picked up his first win where?
Westmore.
Yeah. And his actual first varsity win he ever picked up was in what sport? Football. I bet you didn't know that. He only coached one season of football. The only way he could get the Westmore job is he had to take the football job to get the basketball job.
Yeah. In these small schools, Jim, you know that, you were probably grade school, third, fourth grade. They would say, do you want a job? History, English, math, PE. Yeah. By the way, can you coach? Yeah, I love football. Well, by the way, you're going to have to coach basketball if you want this job. And that's how he got that. But he had been a super player at Monmouth College. I was up in Ashland, Illinois, and I would make sure I'd go to Beloit, Rockford College, and watch him play for Monmouth. And he, before the three-point shot, that's like a decade before, he would have shot the lights out there.
Mm-hmm. I remember you told me when we were talking about this family relationship that you gave, you were talking about a grade you gave Gentry
I think, in his first varsity experience in postseason basketball. Can you share that story with our listening audience? And I'm sorry, I'm going to make Gentry listen to this, too. Was that his freshman year or sophomore year?
No, I can't freshman remember. Year. It's kind of amazing. I heard Jim, you and Toby talking about he inherited Logan Wynn right away, which is a godsend. He's a basketball guy that's turned around the Quad City Elite for AAU. But Logan told Toby, in Gentry's late eighth grade year, he said, you know, it's going to be hard to keep your son off of varsity freshman year. And Toby goes, man, you don't want to do that, you know, when you're the head coach and bring your freshman kid up. He says, well, playing ball handling, you might have to come up. Well, long story short, Gentry got moved up into like the eighth, seventh, sixth man role about Christmas time of his freshman year. And, of course, the mainstay on that was Hap and then Heath and Luke Johnson. And so Gentry had come off the bench now and then. And so the first time I ever graded Gentry was we'd go to Olympia. And they have always had a knockdown, drag-out fight with Monmouth Roseville since Toby had got up there. And he had actually, he was mentored under Chuck Grant, so they were buddies and then coached against each other. Well, they had Trayvon Smith and Martell Hunter, and so I'm expecting a really tight game that night because they had been that way for 2 years. And Rock Ridge came out and just kind of plastered Monmouth. Gentry came off the bench and many times had to jump off of a guy he was guarding to help down in the post or to block Martell Hunter. Game's over. Next day or two, I tell Gentry, I said, well, Grandpa David doesn't know a lot of offense, but I do know defense and basketball, and you have an A-plus tonight, son. He thanked me. 2 nights later, they play Bloomington Central Catholic, and Kirk Whiteman had scouted for Toby and said, they got four guards, Toby, two of which are better than anything you guys have seen. Well, that night, Gentry had to go in and, of course, guard some guards that were taller. And when I talked to him, you know, after everything settled down and they got beat by that 1 point right at the buzzer, I said, hey, Gentry, that A-plus you got there on Tuesday night went to a D-minus on Friday night. And he just grinned at me.
You agree with that, Coach Whiteman?
Yeah, it was, in Gentry's defense, you know, he was a freshman. And, you know, when you're playing against Bloomington Central Catholic and they have Nick Norton as their point guard, I mean, that's a learning curve in itself right there.
Yeah, they had a bunch of other good players, yeah, too. Gentry, I want you to pick up the microphone first. Congratulations on the All-State.
Thank you
well
very
deserved.
Much.
I mean, well-deserved. And I said it on the air. I don't know if I said it to Coach Whiteman. And I know I tweeted it out. I know when the season, the finality of the season ends, everybody's kind of numb, you know, from a broadcasting standpoint, just with what I've experienced covering Rock Ridge basketball, you know, the last 4 or 5 years. You take a lot of stuff for granted, and you kind of get greedy, and, you know, I'm kind of numb. I'm like, oh, we're supposed to be playing next week still, and the season ends. But, with the expectation, because I've always wanted to ask you, you know, your dad's the coach, and we talk about the players that have, in this 5-6 year stretch, that have come through and played at Rock Ridge. You know, everybody talks about Ethan, and they should. He's the Big Ten, and Brian Heath, and what he's done. And, you know, some of these other kids that have played, like, how good they were. I mean, like, Lucas Johnson's just an afterthought. That dude was a stud. And, like, got guys like T.J. Martins and, you know, talk about Carson Frakes this year, that they're not going to let two kids be first-team All-State. But I thought he was deserving of first-team All-State honor, the way he scored and the way he rebounded. But how did you kind of handle all the expectations? One, playing with the good dude you played with. Two, your dad was the coach. And I know how student sections can be with kids that everybody knows Gentry's dad is the coach at the Rock Ridge. So how do you think you handle all that? I thought you did a really good job.
My father's talked to me about it a lot. You just kind of got to block it out, like you said, from the other student sections. You really got to block that out. But, looking at last season, I basically got the same accolades, not to boast or anything. But going into this season, basically, you just gotta, you're starting over. You're starting from scratch. So I had to earn it again, and so basically I had to start over again. Forget everything that happened last year, and it was a new season. We're trying to make the best of it.
Do you feel the added burden of your dad being the coach, and, you know, the program, I guess, you're kind of playing in, and the expectations you have to live up to with not just your dad being the coach, but the other kids that have played at Rock Ridge, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, I felt that. It had its times I felt that, but I mean, after every game, he was always there to, you know, help me out. Whether he was whether he was coming in my room, he's coming in my room at 11 o'clock at night, I was trying to lay down after a game because I can tell you that happened a couple times.
You know, I was telling Darren Mazzari the one time I can't even remember what game it was this year, and I probably shouldn't even bring this up, but it, and you know, it's funny about kind of the connections you can get with high school sports, and after the fact, you can take enjoyment and laugh at it. And, you know, that's the one thing about 10 years or 15 or 20 or 30 years down the line. You get together and you can talk about some moment, and then you can laugh about it, say, yeah, remember that or remember this. And I remember it was late in the regular season, and I told Coach Mazzari, he was broadcasting the game, and I said, there's something going on down in that, right where you go into the locker room, back under one of the balconies. You and Gentry are involved in this animated discussion about something, and it's late in the season, but I'll never forget that. But I think Gentry came out and scored like 14 points in the first 3 minutes and said, take that, Dad.
Yeah, there was at least in the last 2 years, there's probably at least four of those where it was two of them were away and two of them, I think, were at home, and Coach Say was always the mediator.
Yeah.
You know,
now you're and this is where I'm going to get your dad on this, Gentry, and he will realize this. You're good friends with your Coach Cully Welter, the former coach here down at Monticello, and Tyus is the same age as my oldest son, Ty, and we talk a lot about when you know, they go to college now, and I asked Coach Welter, and Tyus goes to Mizzou, you know, and I said, well, how are you doing with Tyus at school? And he goes, man, he goes, I miss him so much, you know, because you're around him so much, right? If you coach him and you're involved in athletics. So when I ask your dad next year, I say, well, what about Gentry? He'll say, I miss him so much. He'll eventually say that about you. So you have to understand that. And I guess that's what I talk about, you know, the family connection. We talked about it late in the year, that from, and I get it from a coaching standpoint, that you always are looking next game ahead, next practice ahead, and you can't really savor kind of the moments you have.
Yeah, I mean,
that's just the way it is in coaching, and it's too bad.
If you're competitive, it's, you know, and I can't tell you over the years how many times I've been asked by, you know, people, hey, what, you know, when they're doing an article or when they want to, she said, well, what's your record? And I'm like, I don't know what our – I can tell you how many times we lost. I don't know what our overall record is. And it is. It's always the next game. It's always like, what can we do to get better? What can we put together, you know, in practice? You know, what didn't we do well? What do we need to do well, you know, for the next – you know, to get better as the season goes on? And, you know, and it doesn't stop when the season's over. It's an ongoing thing. Like, okay, hey, what do we need to do? You know, I know you know, season hasn't been over for 3 weeks, and, you know, Coach Say's already, he's already grinding. I mean, he's been grinding for, like, the last 2 weeks, you know, not in the gym, but, you know, videos and you know, putting together booklets and doing all sorts of things for the program. I mean, it's just, it's always, you know, wanting to get better, and it's because it's that competitive nature, I think, you know, and wanting to put the kids in the best positions possible to be successful. And, you know, I think one of the things that I made a comment to the kids when I got here was, you know, playing in a good program when I was in high school and going out and playing in regional championships and, you know, running out to a gym. And I remember when we played at Williamsfield, I think it was my sophomore year for the regional championship, I remember getting off the bus and walking into Williamsfield High School. And this is an hour and 15 minutes before the game. And we walked in, and you're walking across, as soon as you walk in the gym, walking across, and all of a sudden 2,000 people stood up and went crazy. And I looked up, and I'm like, whoa, it's an hour and a half before the game. We're just walking in to get dressed, and the Knoxville fans were already there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just kind of sends chills up your spine. And, you know, I always said to myself when I got into coaching, you know, I would love for kids to experience what I experienced. And, you know, that's what you try to give them, you know, because, I mean, I'm 44 years old and I can still remember that, And you try to give that to kids in high school and give them the best, you know, especially if kids really work at it and they spent a lot of their time working at it and they want to be successful, you want to give them the best.
Right. Talking with Toby Whiteman, Dave Whiteman, and good to see All-Stater Gentry Whiteman in studio with us this morning. We'll take a break and much more on the WMJ Sports.